The question was asked in Halakha, is it permissible on Shabbat to wear two belts or two hats or any garment like two socks or things like that? Is the second belt, sock, hat considered carrying? Because it might not be necessary. It's a great machloket between the Sefaradim and the Ashkenazim in this, Maran and the Ramah in Siman Shin Aleph. Maran is lenient. He says it is permissible to wear two belts, one on top of the other, since you're wearing it, even though you might not have pleasure from it, but it's malbush, it's considered a garment, and therefore be mutar. For that matter, if somebody would put on two kippot, let's say, on his head, one over the other, for whatever reason it is, he wants to take two of them home from the shul. I'm not talking about stealing now, but he has permission, so that would be permissible also. Or it would be permissible, let's say, for him to wear two coats over himself, if, let's say, he wanted to take one of them home. Since he's wearing it, it's mutar. I say this because there was an interesting question in those places where they don't have too much lights at night. So they made this belt that's like a fluorescent belt that it lights up at night in order that the cars would be able to see them. It's not electrical, it's just made out of a material that that reflects light, and therefore the cars could see them when they're walking. That was a whole question, because they were wearing it over their raincoats with their belt, they were putting this other belt on it, it's two belts. So for the Ashkenazim they had a problem, but Sefaradim, there would be no problem wearing these safety belts at night, because Maran is mekel on this subject. And therefore, again, there is room to be lenient in the case where a person is forced to wear two garments, if he wants to transport them, for example, for whatever reason, halakha, it is mutar.